The Army Corps of Engineers will examine the impacts this 210-mile-long transmission line will have when it crosses seven large rivers in Wisconsin, miles of wetlands, and any cultural or historical impacts on things like Native American artifacts. Line builder American Transmission Company Vice President Mark Williamson expects to get their permit approved.
I see no big impact to the wetlands, and I see absolutely no impact to the project. It's just another one of the routine steps we go through.
But opponent Tom Krieger, the president of Save Our Unique Lands, sees this as a chance to stop the controversial line in its tracks. He says ATC has been sloppy in digging test holes in Douglas County.
They really have to look at them as far as kind of a kid who's a little bit out of control and needs to be watched every step of the way.
Army Corps of Engineers environmental specialist Tim Fell says their approval isn't a slam dunk. He says an unknown could be if any of the 319 poles built in wetlands would disturb Ojibwe artifacts.
Could be the potential that archaeological resources along the route could be impacted by the construction of the poles.
Besides the public hearing near Hayward, the Corps will take written comments at their St. Paul office. A decision on the permit isn't expected until late this year or early 2005. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.